back to the Mouthing Off with Mike Wrestling Podcast, the only wrestling podcast that still cannot come to terms with the fact that Australians say no, nar. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're talking Elimination Chamber from Perth, Australia, joined by familiar face of the podcast, good brother Jordan. Tell the people what's up.
What's up? We're on the road to WrestleMania, so I'm excited. I mean, we have a taste of the international medicine this week at 5 a.m. wake up call.
Like my friends with the Coffee and Wrestling Podcast, I will be consuming copious amounts of caffeine, particularly coffee, because I'm over here on the West Coast and I've got to stay up till 3 a.m. to watch Chamber. I know good brother Jordan's waking up at 5 a.m., so he at least, you know, gets to start the day early. He'll have a very productive day. I will more than likely be asleep by noon, 1 o'clock. So when it's all said and done, this is just a taste, like Jordan said, of what the international crowd has to deal with for premium live events and pay-per-views in the U.S. So I'm all for it. Jordan, let's get right into it. Let's make these predictions. Let's talk about the men's Elimination Chamber. Whoever wins this chamber match will take on Seth freaking Rollins at WrestleMania for that World Heavyweight Championship. Before we get to the predictions, I'm going to remind everybody of who's in the match here with this lovely graphic that'll pop up. We've got Drew McIntyre, The Viper, Randy Orton, Bobby Lashley, LA Knight, yeah, Kevin Owens, and the United States Champion, Logan Paul. A absolutely stacked Elimination Chamber. What do you think about this one, Jordan?
I was going to say that in terms of overall feels for an Elimination Chamber, this might be one of the best ones that they've ever had.
I was going to say, I mean, I haven't seen a chamber that I've been really excited about since maybe like the early 2000s, mid 2000s.
Yeah, no, definitely. So, I mean, I think this is going to be a great match. I do think the winner is pretty straightforward. I mean, we'll go through it, but my picks, Drew McIntyre to win this thing. The man's on a mission, and it all starts here. He has a lot of tough competition going up against him. So I think this could be an all-out banger, though. I think everybody's going to get a chance to shine. We just talked about it before we got going. I think it'll set up another match for WrestleMania in LA Knight and Logan Paul. So I think we'll see that get going. So I'm excited for this match. I wish it could go any way, but unfortunately there's one man who's got a job to finish this year. So I'm excited, though. I think this is going to be a killer Elimination Chamber match.
There's the men's and the women's. Both are absolutely loaded with insane talent. And to be honest, like you said, I think both of these chambers could be some of the best Elimination Chambers, you know, potentially in WWE history, where, you know, 5-10 years from now, when you look back at these matches, the names, you know, the talent that you have. I'm going to agree with Jordan here on this one, guys. I think it's pretty obvious. This premium live event is pretty clear and cut. We talked about it earlier, Jordan. You know, Drew McIntyre, the Scottish warrior. I personally liked when we called him the Scottish psychopath. I think that kind of fits more in line kind of what we're seeing. But the best version of Drew McIntyre, I think personally, that we've ever seen across his, you know, career. Would you agree to that sentiment?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Especially, you know, contract season coming up. I'm sure he's looking to get something done, and with the work he's been doing on TV every week, one of the more logical characters they've had in a long time, where everything he says makes sense. So he doesn't even come off as a bad guy, more so just a realist. Exactly. So, yeah, like you said, it's the best work of his career so far. So I think the Elimination Chamber is just another stepping stone to get him to WrestleMania and get him to Seth Rollins in that world title.
Elimination Chamber, the men's side, it's going to be a damn good match. But yeah, it's clear and cut. Drew McIntyre, you know, is going to be your winner in this. He'll take on Seth Rollins. And he'll establish his road to WrestleMania in Australia. We've got one of two Australians that'll be on this premium live event. Ladies and gentlemen, Mommy is coming home because she's defending her Women's World Championship against the irresistible force, Nia Jax. And fun fact to the viewers and listeners, Nia Jax also, I believe, was born in Australia. So technically, a third Australian.
Technically.
Jordan, another match that seems very clear and cut. Who do you got here?
Nia Jax absolutely deserves this moment. She's been 100%. Fantastic. I think she's been booked awesome since she's came back. She's a powerhouse. She knows she's a powerhouse, and she's being booked like a proper powerhouse. So I think she's going to get a real good lick in on Rhea Ripley. I think they're going to beat each other up. She's going to get Rhea Ripley's going to get thrown around. She's going to definitely have to earn a win here. But clear cut, another match for Rhea Ripley to handle business and get on her way to WrestleMania. Obviously, she awaits the winner of the Women's Elimination Chamber match we'll get into in a little bit. But, yeah, I think it's going to be a bang-up match. Two absolute powerhouses. I very much enjoy both of them. So don't see anything wrong with this being on the pay-per-view.
Nia Jax, one of the best runs of her career. This is the best Nia Jax. Like, I'm totally behind her 100%. You know, quote me a couple years ago, you know, me and Jordan watching wrestling in college. We both were like, yeah, that she's not it. Like, get her back in NXT. She has progressed tremendously during this run, and she really is a bright side for the Raw women's division. And if she becomes a woman that she becomes a proving ground opponent, I'd be okay with that. I don't see her, you know, taking losses as a big deal. You know, she beat Becky, so that really gives her some good momentum. And you know, you have the story to be told. You know, when we look at that women's chamber match, so we'll get into that and talk about, you know, how we see things progressing there. But yeah, Rhea Ripley retaining her title in front of her home country in Australia and still on top. Mommy, the Judgment Day are in action. Not R-Truth, unfortunately, but Damian Priest and Finn Balor will be defending their WWE Undisputed Tag Team Championships, which these should have been split up at some point.
So long ago.
Now we only are probably going to see one tag team match at WrestleMania, which fine by me, but could have had two showcase matches like they did at 39, and you could have put both titles on the line and started the new season of WWE with fresh champions. I am going to start this one off because I'm probably going to vary from Jordan here. I believe Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate are going to do the unthinkable and upset the Judgment Day in Australia. I think it's time for the Judgment Day to feel some rattling in its own and some division. I think Mommy will retain, but I think she's going to be disappointed with her boys of the Judgment Day when they lose those tag titles. So have at it, Jordan. Are we differing on this one? Are you taking the Judgment Day?
Yeah, I'm going to be a square and take the Judgment Day. It only, just because I think there's a bigger moment to be had down the line with, it seems that they're going with Truth and The Miz. I would hope that maybe DIY is the team come Mania season. It just feels like they have a couple of other options that they're maybe holding off on a bigger moment for. If it was just for the SmackDown Tag Team titles, or if they could have obviously did something where it could have been split, then yeah, you probably have me at, you know, Bate and Dunn winning. And I love having Pete Dunne back. I was very vehemently against Butch his entire run. So I'm happy that, you know, we have the Bruiserweight back. So him and Tyler Bate have been awesome together. So it sucks that they're going to lose, especially because the SmackDown tag team division's cooking. So it'd be nice for them to have belts. But unfortunately, with it being obviously unified, I'm going to stick with the Judgment Day. And like I said, I think something bigger is in store for them come WrestleMania.
Judgment Day retain, but I want to be different. I just have this weird feeling like maybe we see a tag team title shift, you know, just so you have some excitement on the road to WrestleMania. Yeah, I don't know, because I don't see any other title matches besides Mommy on the card. That title's obviously not changing hands. There's not going to be a shock moment, but I could see a tag title change as a shock moment, similar to what we saw with Cody and Jay, and then, you know, maybe they drop the titles a couple weeks later or something, like before Mania.
Every match almost feels too straightforward, so maybe they do have a swerve in place like that. So
Grayson Waller. Waller Effect, Australia, home country. Should be a fun one. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes are set to appear on it. What do you think about this one, Jordan? Is The Rock and Roman Reigns showing up?
If I'm a betting man, which I unfortunately am, I'm going to say no. But you never know. Like you said, you maybe are expecting a swerve during the show, so maybe we get one of them. But
I mean, you're on the road to WrestleMania, and swerves are always abound. You know, we always swerve. We swerve when we drive.
But no, honestly, I do expect Grayson Waller to kind of just be a dick. And, you know, whether it's remarks at Cody or Seth or driving a wedge in between them, I think, you know, he'll try to play into trying to split them up a little bit. Just, you know, maybe we see Solo and Jimmy.
Interesting. So I'm expecting. That's a belief.
Yeah. And, or maybe Paul Heyman. Like, you know, I expect some sort of shenanigans. I can't imagine, because Grayson Waller doesn't have real obviously ties with either one of them. So I imagine something else is at play here. But I'd imagine it'll be, you know, significant onto their road, which I believe it'll be the night one tag team match, obviously, with night. I think a lot of people will be doing double duty. So I think this will just further set it up.
So you think – so we'll have to talk about that another time. You think people are going to be doing – a lot of people are going to be doing double duty mess of WrestleMania weekend, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I think we'll have a handful of double duties.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Not a handful, but yeah, a couple.
I'm in the ladder here. I think the Bloodline is appearing. I don't know if Rock and Roman will appear. I'd like to see it happen. I'd like to see some sort of face-off again between all four men. I would have to agree. I think Grayson Waller is going to be a pain in the ass. He's going to be annoying. He's gonna drive a wedge like he tried. Maybe A-Town Down Under will try to take on Seth and Cody, and that'll kind of be your little taste of like if Seth and Cody can coexist. We love a good coexist storyline.
Classic.
Seth already told Cody he'll be his shield, and on Raw, if you didn't catch it, Seth kind of gave him a look after he got thumbed by Solo and beat up by Jimmy. Kind of gave him the look of like, told you so, bud. You need me in your corner. You need me as your shield. Very interesting situation with the two of them, I have to say.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued to see how things play out.
Yeah, I don't think it's really a friendship. I think it's more of, you know, two men with a common goal. And it's, you know, they don't want the Bloodline at the top of the chain anymore. Because, you know, Rollins is obviously 0-3 against Cody. So, you know, I don't think he loves Cody Rhodes. He obviously came back from a place that used to, you know, be it's obviously the enemy. So I don't think it's a full friendship, but more so Roman's got to go. So they're going to figure it out through hell or high water.
100%. Yeah, I think it's Roman Reigns has to drop that title. Everybody in WWE agrees on it. And that is like the common ground that they stand on. Ladies and gentlemen, it's a quick pay-per-view. It's a quick premium live event. We only have technically four matches this one segment with Grayson Waller. So obviously something notable has to happen. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to talk about the final match. And that is your second elimination chamber to determine a number one contender to the Women's World title at WrestleMania. And if our predictions are correct, that number one contender will take on Mommy Rhea Ripley at WrestleMania 40. The competitors in this match include The Man, Becky Lynch, Bianca Belair, former Elimination Chamber winner. We've got Liv Morgan, who loves to do crazy stunts in the chamber, as we've seen in the past. We've got newcomer to the main roster, Tiffany Stratton. We've got Naomi, who's returned to WWE. And we've got a returning Raquel Rodriguez in this match. So we talked about it earlier. Another insanely stacked Elimination Chamber match. And I'm going to hit you with what we did a few episodes ago, Jordan. On three, same time, who's winning the Elimination Chamber? Ready?
Ready.
One, two, three. Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. You thought there I was going to say ladies someone and different gentlemen. This time.
I thought you were going to pull the... I thought you were going to pull it. Now, if you didn't catch that in a past episode, Jordan did me real dirty on one of these, but I had to get redemption here on the show this week. So Becky Lynch, the woman who has been very distant from the championship picture on Monday Night Raw, so distant that she actually went down to NXT and won the NXT Women's Championship, which she lost to Lyra Valkyria, the current champion. So big ups to Lyra Valkyria. Becky Lynch versus Mommy at WrestleMania for the Women's World title. Does that, in the words of LA Knight, does that tingle the loins?
Yeah, that titillates the juices. That gets me going. Yeah. Rhea Ripley is obviously one of my favorites, and Becky Lynch has done a good job, you know, building herself back up and getting the fans back behind her. She's going to be that plucky underdog. Rhea Ripley's been on an absolute tear. So I think Becky Lynch is the perfect one to topple her. She's been there. She's done it. And I think she's going to get some quality wins along the way. So I think, you know, as you said, a star-studded field, but I think the winner's pretty obvious. I think it's going to lead to bigger and better things. I think they could have maybe one of the better matches of the weekend, you know, come that time of the year. So I'm excited, though. I think this match is going to be killer. It's nice to see Naomi Bright, you know, inserted into a shot for the title. They're treating her, you know, very well. Coming off a great Impact run, Tiff Stratton, I think, is going to get a chance to shine. Good to see Raquel Rodriguez back in the fold. So, like you said, great field, but Becky Lynch, I think it's Becky Lynch or bust.
Yeah, when you look at it, man, 100%. This field is insane. So good to have Naomi in this match. So good to have Bianca in this match. You know, Liv Morgan returning, Raquel returning, Tiffany debuting. This is, you know, essentially the Tiffany coming out party. I mean, this is incredible. You know, you've got already in this match, you have women that, you know, have been established in WWE in the form of Becky Lynch and Bianca most, you know, over the last couple of years, and Liv Morgan. And now you have Tiffany, who is the next, you know, generation of the women's division in this match. You know, so I love to see the way that they've kind of done a way of intermingling, you know, some of the old generation of the women's division with the new call-ups, and how they're able to mesh them all together to, you know, tell that story. Do you think something gets set up for a Mania match outside of, you know, Becky winning the chamber? Because I felt that something has to happen with Tiffany, you know, because we kind of teased Tiffany and Bianca on SmackDown when she debuted. Instead, she went ahead and slapped Mia Yim. Liv Morgan also is a name, you know, in this match, you know, that kind of leads me to believe, could you see a Liv Morgan Tiffany? Could you see a Bianca Tiffany? Do you think that'll happen? Because I'm torn on it. I don't know. But, I mean, we talked about it. Anything can happen on the road to WrestleMania.
Yeah, you know, especially with Bianca, just because I expect her to be up. I think, you know, it'll be her versus Jade, unless that's a long-term play they're trying to wait. But maybe Jade
the best decision
is doing
for
something
Jade
different.
Is Nia. I think
yeah,
Nia.
Maybe. I don't. Actually, I very much like that, the Battle of the Powerhouses, similar to her, you know, Rhea versus Nia. So I could get behind that, but I, you know, I'm still under the assumption it'll be Bianca Jade. So if not, I mean, Bianca versus Tiffany Stratton is absolute money. It's the present versus the future.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
I think they could, another underrated match of the weekend contender if they end up doing that. So they're you know, there's some potential for a matchup, but you know, I think we may see it more be Becky Lynch starts, you know, in the ring, and she's got to go the distance, and it becomes the under, you know, she's got to come from behind, win, and start her road. So I think, you know, less with the men, where I think you'll definitely get the Logan Paul LA Knight match. I think you might just have the one big story in Becky Lynch, you know, having to work and grind and earn her championship match.
No, I like that, honestly. Yeah, I think that's spot on. I think Becky would probably start in this match and you know, have to go the distance. So I really do like that, and I hope that is something that does take place at Elimination Chamber. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the Elimination Chamber match card. You know, for the most part, me and Jordan are agreeing on everything except the tag title match. So we're both taking Drew McIntyre. We're both taking Mommy Rhea Ripley. I'm taking Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. Jordan's taking the Judgment Day. We don't really know how to predict the Grayson Waller effect segment. I think the Bloodline will be involved. Jordan also thinks, you know, a little Bloodline involvement.
Yeah, definitely.
It all depends kind of how things play out and if people are going to be pulling double duty. And ladies and gentlemen, the Women's Elimination Chamber, Becky Lynch, you know, we'll hit you with one final quick final mouth off here. Jordan, the road to WrestleMania continues to heat up. Who do you feel is going to be on those WrestleMania cards? Do you feel that there's going to be any superstars that might get left off that deserve a spot on WrestleMania?
Probably, which sucks, and they're going to be given the consolation prize of that SmackDown Andre the Giant Battle Royal that they've been doing. It's kind of hard to predict, though, because, you know, I could rattle off, you know, obviously you can rattle off a handful of matches that you think are going to be on the card, but we're still so far away where things are always changing. I mean, look at what happened with, you know, the main events. They expected everybody to be, you know, ho-hum with Rock Roman. Nope. So, you know, I can give you one example is I expect Chad Gable to complete his story at WrestleMania, another underdog kind of story.
I like that.
I expect him to get his from Gunther, and I expect him to be the one to finally dethrone the Ring General. You know, we could obviously cover that more in depth as we get closer, but you know, that's an example of a match where they can go 100 different directions. You know, they want to treat this, especially a match like that, just using that as an example. They want to treat that with importance. So they're going to be very particular and careful with what they do, but I think they're going to kill it. I think Chad Gable's the one, but
I think
that's a person that people, you know, inversely to what you ask, I think that's somebody that maybe nobody really maybe expected to get on the card that I absolutely think will be on the card come Mania time.
100%. I really like that. I said this back in July when they were feuding that Chad Gable should be the one to dethrone Gunther. Now, another underdog story that I'm very concerned about, Sami Zayn. I hope Sami Zayn has a notable role on WrestleMania. He's a guy I'm really concerned about right now on what his road is. He claims that there is a road for him, you know, this past Monday on Raw. I'm a little concerned about Sami Zayn. I'm also a little concerned about Naomi. We haven't really established a feud for her yet. She's just kind of back. She's now in the chamber. She has a chance at a title opportunity. But I'm also concerned about Naomi. I really hope that they...
This is where the tag team titles come into play. If they can get those belts off the ground and get them pushed, you can at least get away with having a good, you know, similar how Mania did last year with the showcase matches. Mm-hmm. If you have a handful of good teams, get 8 women on the card, 10 women on the card, make it a gauntlet, make it a, you know, 8, you know, 2-on-2-on-2-on-2 kind of situation, you know, try to get everybody involved, because they have, you know, especially with a lot, with every company right now, it seems like the women's rosters are getting deeper and deeper.
Everybody's getting deeper and deeper.
You know, Triple H has been pretty good with trying to get the belts back on, you know, back onto the right path. And I think they have the right champs right now with Damage Control, but, you know, put another couple teams together and try to, you know, if you can get 3 or 4 teams, get a, you know, more win on the card, I'm sure everybody would enjoy it. I think it'd be a good match. So hopefully that's what they do. And I think that's a good way to get people who should be on the card.
I like it. Yeah, I think we'll see a multi-women's match. You know, and I think I kind of want to talk about it, and we'll wrap it up here on the final thoughts. You mentioned Jade versus Bianca. I truthfully would like to see that match not take place this year. I think that's a match that you could take a year or two.
And market.
Yeah, you can market that, man. That could
market
be your,
the hell out of it.
Yeah, 100%, man. That's a main event for WrestleMania at next year's WrestleMania, I think. I would like to see is kind of piggybacking off the tag team. I wouldn't mind seeing Bianca and Jade as a tag team, similar to what they did.
No, not at all.
Similar to what they did with Bianca and Sasha for that little stretch before, you know, obviously Sasha turned on her, but I think you could have them as a really dominant tag team, and that's your way to get those tag titles back on the track. And that's not to besmirch the Kabuki Warriors. I do love Asuka and Kyrie, but they are now, once again, it seems an afterthought. So I'm a little concerned because they're taking backseat to Bayley and Io on the road to WrestleMania. So interesting
story.
To see.
Hopefully gets more love as we go too. Quick shout out.
I hope so too. I really hope so too. Bayley is deserving of having a premier WrestleMania story, and I hope that starts taking precedent here in the coming weeks. You know, we're not even formally into March, so we'll see how things ramp up. Elimination Chamber, ladies and gentlemen, don't forget, this will be live in your ears for your viewing pleasure. You'll probably be watching this Thursday, maybe up to Friday. Elimination Chamber, ladies and gentlemen, is Saturday morning, 5 a.m. Eastern Time, 3 a.m. Mountain Standard Time, 2 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So we get the taste of the international crowd and what they go through. I want to thank, always, for coming on the show, good brother Jordan. Much love. Thanks for taking time out of your day to chat with me about the Graps and Elimination Chamber. So thank you so much for coming on the show this week.
My brother, I enjoyed it. And Saturday morning, I'll have a bacon, egg, and cheese and a nice tea ready to go.
Let me get a motherfucking bacon, egg, and cheese.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, salt, pepper, ketchup.
Let me get a bacon, egg, and cheese, man. Man, if I was
all
on the East
word.
Coast, that'd be...
All one word.
Bacon, egg, and cheese, man. That's the East Coasters, if you're not familiar with it. When you go to the deli, you get your bacon, egg, and cheese. That's one word. Salt, pepper, ketchup. Don't forget that. And always, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. Go out there and enjoy professional wrestling. From your host here, I'm mouthing off with Mike. I'm out of here. Take it easy, everybody. Mouthing off with Mike.